The smell of a smoke in the air and blood on the streets, tears in our eyes, we triumphed over that hateful act on Monday afternoon. Nothing can defeat the heart of the city. Nothing. Nothing will take us down because we take care of one another.
Mayor Thomas Menino from Boston talking about the resilience of Bostonians in the wake of the horrendous Monday that the people of that city and those visiting it had when two twin bombs went off at the marathon. Hey, everybody, welcome to this show, America Tonight, with me, Kate Delaney. And we've got more follow-up to that. It's now about the photographs of the two suspects, the images that the FBI released. I have a lot of questions surrounding what they released. One, it is pretty clear as the backpack was put down, left, and then you can tell clearly this was the one that was detonated. These aren't the kinds of things that were said by the special agent in charge who held a press conference late on Thursday asking for the public's help and saying, this is somebody's friend, neighbor, whatever, please let us know, but don't go after them yourselves. They think they were believe two things, I think. Either it's a desperate act because, man, here we are and we've got lots of people here. We have lots of clues, but we do not have these guys. We don't know where they are and we need to get them. So now we're going to go public. Let's smoke them out. Because we think they're here, we're smoking them out, we can't get them. Or I think they've bolted, and here it is so many days later, too late to come forward with some video and throw it out there and hope that somebody sees something, knows them, whatever, but just trying to come up with a desperate gasp at something, really just grabbing after straws because probably they know that they are history. They released the pictures after 3 days of collecting evidence from spectators, photos, videos, cell phone call logs, physical evidence, partially exploded bombs at one of the blast sites. So this is all put together. The pressure cooker is what had the shrapnel. We know that the wires, the battery, the small circuit board, and then now ultimately trying to nail the guys that they believe for sure in looking at the video are the suspects. But the hunt, as the hunt continues, time is the enemy. If there is that rarest of rare chances that they are really truly still around and did not get out of Boston. To me, it seems as though once they did the deed, watched it, it looked very, the way they methodically were walking, putting it down, I think they had done a dry run. This was a planned out thing. It wasn't just a random, oh, today we're, you know, a couple of weeks ago we're sitting here and let's think of putting all this together. Doesn't look like that, even by the video that was released. So I have to think that they're looking for whatever possibility exists that they could somehow have somebody else smoke them out, even if it's the needle in the haystack. Maybe the needle gets forced through somehow, and I hope so. I mean, I hope that's what we see. In the middle of that and in the same area, gunshots and explosions now reported near Watertown, Massachusetts. That's what's coming out of Boston, meaning the campus police officer that responded to a call was killed in an active shooting at MIT. This happened late on Thursday night, and the police originally were thought to have had a suspect. They're still looking for a suspect. They haven't officially made any arrests. arrest rather. They cordoned off the building where he responded, which is building 32. They sent out a tweet and everything else to people off campus not to come back on campus. So here we go, looking at MIT, which is right across the Charles River from Boston, but there doesn't seem to be any kind of a link, which makes sense to what happened on Monday. Just a very, very tough week in that area to have both of those things happen. While that's going on, another war-like zone for a different reason, because it looked like Afghanistan on Monday, late in the afternoon in Boston. It looked like Baghdad on Wednesday night in a place called West Texas, where 35 people are said to be killed and 160 people injured. The houses in this Texas town just imploding after an explosion at a fertilizer plant. I mean, total devastation. A war zone battlefield is a great description because, sadly, that's exactly what it looks like. West is a few miles north of Waco, Texas. The Texas Attorney General, Greg Abbott, held a news conference and said, you know, it's just total devastation. The apartment complex right by it was flattened. It looked like a bombing site that you see out of Baghdad. The sad thing is a lot of first responders were hit in this. Firemen, volunteer firemen that rushed to try to help were killed as soon as the explosion happened. And of course, fertilizer plant, dangerous chemicals, all of that. Now it's about the investigation. There's the EPA is there, blah, 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 and everything else. You know, anybody with any kind of a regulatory body and a sticker is down there looking, trying to find out what it is. There's no any indication anyway of any kind of criminal thing. It looks like it's just a fire, and then boom, the area and the timing of where it is was obviously the worst that you can imagine. It was just immense what happened here. The plant has been there since 1962. They got a complaint in 2006 about the smell of ammonia in the air, but it was all about compliance, and there haven't been any other issues until this happened. And this is a tight-knit community. This is farmers, rancher types. These are people that all know each other or some way are removed from one family and know the guy down the street, and they are just in shock. I mean, just in shock over this. Even the Attorney General said that anybody who tries to profit from what's going on here, because sometimes that happens in these tragedies, will face a lawsuit by the Texas Attorney General. He made sure when he held his press conference that he said it was a tough time and we're searching and we're looking into everything. And at the same time, we're warning you about trying to price gouge people, because if you do, you'll face a serious lawsuit. Stay with us. We're booting it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of a stately clock as it stands against the wall.
We've been talking about this story a lot. I told you that, you know, what happened at Rutgers with the former head basketball coach for the men's team, Mike Rice, of course, getting bounced eventually, but it wasn't until everything was exposed about what he was doing at practices and whatnot. And as I mentioned, my cousin is the director of communications for Rutgers, and I have a lot of family members. My mother, father, and brother all went to the university, the Scarlet Knights, kind of like the Scarlet Letter, unfortunately, in the wings. And you can hear Dr. Leah Hollis. She's got a unique perspective on this situation, too, because she was an athlete there. She was a varsity collegiate athlete at Rutgers and also served as a director of academic support services. And she's got an interesting new book out, Bully in the Ivory Tower. Dr. Hollis, thanks for hopping on ATN.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And I trust you are well.
Yes, likewise.
There you go. So you probably were as stunned as the rest of us when you heard the story about Mike Rice. Were you surprised or no because of things you saw during your athletic experiences?
In my athletic experience, period, I was in athletic administration probably 8 years, two of which were at Rutgers. I was not surprised. Coaches sign contracts to win. And some of the drills you saw on the tape, they were very aggressive about, you know, coming at the players in the paint, that type of thing. The things he got in trouble for, of course, were kicking the balls and hitting the players and kicking them in the shins, that kind of stuff. Well, that's out of bounds. So, of course, I agree that shouldn't happen, but the aggressive style of practice, and that happens. And also, coaches win and they get radio contracts and TV contracts and shoe contracts and car allowances. They don't get points for being nice. They get points for winning championships. So I'm not surprised. I'm surprised that, I hate to say it, I'm surprised he got caught. I'm surprised it took this long to bubble forward given the social media.
Right.
But I'm not surprised.
Do you think what, you know, remember he was suspended by the athletic director for 3 games, lost the pay for that, with, you know, without pay. Do you think that the athletic director did the right thing? And, geez, why was he fired then? Only because all of a sudden it's revealed
well,
the things that you said?
Well, the charge here is bullying and abusive behavior. Unless it was in Mike Rice's contract about what was out of bounds, bullying is still legal. Harassment and discrimination under Title VII and civil rights laws are illegal, but being a jerk is still legal. So did he have a questionable coaching style? Sure. Did legal counsel have a leg to stand on and say he's bullying the players? No. New Jersey's anti-bullying laws are only K through 12. Even the issue that happened with Tyler Clemente, you have so many connections at Rutgers, I'm sure you're familiar with that. That very sad story about the young man who was cyberbullied.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ravi, the student who was charged, he got some time, but he got, I believe, 30 days. There's nothing on the books that protects people once they graduate from high school from bullying. So legal counsel really didn't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah. Do you think, you know, talking about the whole bullying thing, and it's interesting because New Jersey's law is really actually a pretty good law, but doesn't apply to, as you said, the athletics at the colleges.
K through 12.
Yeah, K through 12. Do you think that this is something that should be put in place?
Yes, and actually the state of New York is making a run for a healthy workplace bill that is going up, I believe, in the next 30 to 60 days. I just got notification of that today. New York would be the first state in the union to have a healthy workplace bill if they're successful this June. But they're the closest one. It's still legal to bully your staff.
Wow. And then they put that in place, and it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. In your book, you know, as I said, the title, Bully in the Ivory Tower, you look at workplace bullying and at colleges and all that kind of stuff. I mean, how big is it? I mean, is it much bigger than we can imagine?
Yeah. The average rate is 37%. That's from NAMI and NAMI study about from 2007. My study is showing 62% of respondents in higher education are facing workplace bullying. And it's typically at the entry level and the middle management level. The departments that are perceived to have the most bullying are executives, the academics and the arts and athletics. For whatever aggressive behaviors, or those tend to be the power centers in the university. At least that's how the respondents perceive them. So, bullying in higher education, and I was saddened by it because I have over 20 years in higher ed, is much more extreme than in the general population.
Yeah, and your breakdown of it's interesting, the athletics, the arts, the academic. And do you think the academic is because they could sort of lord it over you? You want tenure and you've got to get there and you've killed yourself to get all these degrees and now all of a sudden there's a carrot somebody can dangle around you. That's it?
It's about tenure. You have tenure, you can beat up on whoever. Because you have tenure, but you can't discriminate if you have tenure. So the discrimination trumps tenure, but tenure trumps bullying. It's kind of like rock, paper, scissors, unfortunately.
Yeah.
With tenure, you can do what you want with tenure. Yeah. So I'm not surprised the academic ranks happen.
Yeah. What would you like to see happen? Obviously, you talked about New York. I would imagine you'd be on board with that and would want to see that in other states. But what else do you think can be put into place now?
Right now, an institution, college, company, what have you, can have anti-bullying policies that are just as strong as their anti-retaliation, anti-harassment policies, and put them all together. And then you also have to enforce your policies. When you put those policies and weave them into somebody's performance appraisal, and you also do something called a 360 evaluation, where you evaluate your executives for their civility index, if you will, or how kind or supportive they are of their staff. Those are the kinds of things that were proven in my study that really helped to stamp out bullying. But the institution has its own policy. Okay, forget the rules. This is how we play in Rome. We're going to be civil to each other. And that can go a long way to eradicating the kind of stuff we saw happen with Mike Rice's group.
Yeah. Are there some universities that are particularly heinous about it, or there are some that are maybe a little better? You know, what about the Ivies versus the rest of the real world, the other colleges?
In the study, I did a cross-section of 175 schools. I did the Ivies. I did the small public, the large private. I did historically black colleges, state institutions, just a nice cross-section. And all these, it all came back from everywhere. So I wouldn't say the type of school is more fussy. It really came down to the type of leader. If your leader is a bully, the staff underneath will adopt bullying behaviors. If your leader is a good person and is really about having a civil work environment, the people underneath him will follow suit. So this findings we're showing is pretty much about the leadership, not the type of school.
Yeah. And so imagine, you know, we're talking about academics and schools, and what about everybody else if we took all kinds of positions in the world? What do you think the number would be there for workplaces?
Well, the number that NAMI came up with, which was 37%, and they did a general study a couple years ago. I can imagine that companies that have more rigid power structures, I mean, academics has a power structure that has tenure in it, and that's a power galvanizing position, so I'm not surprised that bullying is higher. I didn't think it would be this much higher, but that it's higher. I would imagine you're going to see the same thing in, say, professional sports, or you're going to find the same things in groups that have particularly galvanized power positions and where the person in power really has carte blanche to do whatever. And that's where I believe bullying would really take off, because the bully goes unchecked or doesn't have to be accountable to anybody. That's where it really thrives.
Yeah, interesting. It would be great to see that number flipped around. You wonder how many, and you were an athlete, and I think you can be motivated by someone who's tough on you, but if it's really, really bullying, don't you think that's kind of the opposite effect sometimes on a really good athlete? Or even
see, the 17, 18, 19-year-old kids, usually 18 and up. I was 17 when I went, I was a little younger, but the coach is your parent. Your coach has your stipend. Your coach has your playing time. Your coach has everything you went to school for except the classes. So the chances of you reporting on an abusive parent is not real great. Just like the chances of you as a player reporting on an abusive coach is not real strong either. That's the guy who has your livelihood. You're not going to report on him. It's unlikely that a player will report on a coach.
Yeah, I agree, and that's probably one of the biggest problems for sure. Hopefully we've opened some eyes here on America Tonight. Dr. Leah Hollis, pick up the book, Bully in the Ivory Tower. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. Get away from the pain right into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And without a doubt, it is. So on this show, we do a feature that we call We Can Count. And that's where we're headed right now to look at the numbers on America Tonight. Booted? Sure you do. We were just talking about Mr. Rice. Mike Rice has reached a $475,000 settlement with Rutgers. He's the booted basketball coach for the remaining 2 years of his contract. What the president said, Robert Baracci says, is that we are very pleased that this issue has been resolved. Any of you ever get a contract where you got paid out after they booted you $475,000? He was owed more than $1 million, though, for the next 2 years. So that's 75% of the contract. Plus, they kicked in $100,000 for completing 2012-2013 as the coach. And the idea was, I guess, that they had to get him They had to get him out of it. That's the bottom line, because Rutgers is just about to jump into the Big Ten Conference, so they needed to cut a deal. And what's also interesting is it looks like they've got a tentative contract with Los Angeles Lakers assistant Eddie Jordan to take over as the coach of Rutgers. How about that? Probably a smart move on Rutgers' part. They just want to get beyond this. They're tired of what happens when you get the boosters and the board, more importantly, down your throat for what has happened there. And that's what's gone on every day, getting phone calls about what are you doing? I read this. I saw this story. Blah, blah, blah. How about this? The NFL released their 2013 schedule. Woohoo! I like me some football, and so do a lot of you. Couple of quick things here. What is some contracts in the off season that are crazy? And looking just briefly at the schedule, you have a couple of things. Thanksgiving Day has Detroit and Green Bay. Detroit hosting the Packers. And Dallas at home for Oakland. Then you have the night game. Remember, they have three games. That's Pittsburgh at Baltimore. So that's Thanksgiving's always big. You have a couple of rematches of the 2012 championship game. And that's on Sunday night, December 22nd, New England at Baltimore. The next night, the NFC winner, San Francisco at Atlanta, in the final Monday night game of the season. Buffalo's annual home game in Toronto is going to be against the Falcons. That's on December 1st. And, you know, this whole thing with taking teams to London. London has two matches, Minnesota hosting Pittsburgh and Jacksonville, because somebody plays the home team, and Jacksonville hosting San Francisco on October 27th. It's always fun when somebody jumps ship and they go to another town and then they meet. Adrian Peterson, who is the 2012 MVP, and the Vikings open at Detroit. So some other notable games on the first weekend have Green Bay at San Francisco and Atlanta at New Orleans. And all 16 finales, so the last games, are intra-division matchups, which makes it interesting because there's always a chance somebody could be vying to get in and the other person's going to get left behind. So there's just a few little tidbits on the schedule for next year. Can't go through all of them because I know you all have your favorite teams, but that's just a few highlights. I love the Thanksgiving Day games, and I've been to the Thanksgiving Day game actually probably 10 times in, maybe less than that, but close, in Dallas, and just watching it on TV. It's just a day that's fun now to watch all the way through the night, whatever the games are. And I mean, that's actually as far as holiday games go, that is bar none. That is absolutely my favorite. All right, let's move to a couple of other things. These floods that are hitting the Illinois streets, not wanting to ignore them here on the show. You know, you get scenes of people being carried across piles of water. I was looking at some video in one of our breaks here, and that's exactly what happened. People being rescued from cars. Although, you know what, you got to be so careful when these rains hit and you try to take your car through some of these low-lying areas. I always wonder, what is in people's heads, though, when they do that? They think that their car is going to float somehow? No. It's so dangerous. So luckily, in some of the places where that happened, you had some smart-thinking people that were able to grab up others who were kind of trapped, figuring out how they were going to get across in now what became just a deluge of water. And then you have snow in Minnesota. Inches upon inches has fallen in Minneapolis and outlying areas in northern Minnesota. A lot of snow. They're talking about, you know, a foot of snow maybe by the time it's all said and done. TSA in trouble for what? Well, they're just getting grilled about the money that's being spent over uniforms. $50 million, that's the uniform order. We got a sequester going on, but somebody forgot to tell the TSA. So let's see what John Stolle comes up with in trying to answer that question. You're dealing with cuts and then trying to figure out why you would have this, that you've got this contract, the TSA signed with VF Imagewear for new unis for the workers. Critics say the cosmetic change was not needed and a waste of taxpayer money. Woohoo! I would agree. Do we need to spend money on accessories and whatnot for the people who pat us down at the gates? I don't think so, especially if you look in 2010, they spent $12 million in uniforms, and in 2012, $12.8 million. How many new uniforms do they get? It's like going to Catholic school where they have five different types of uniforms that they can wear. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm just saying they should get grilled about that. I mean, come on. Please. Let's go in a different direction here. And talk about these waivers. The immigration bill, did you know this has 400 waivers, exceptions, and exemptions? I guess that's the best way to describe it, which seems so ridiculous, isn't it? On average, well, first of all, the 8 senators who drafted it in secret for months, did they read this? How long did it take them to put this together? If you look at how many exceptions there are, as it was spelled out to me, there are 156 times in the document that it's used. The document, by the way, which is almost 900 pages, and you couldn't possibly read in a few short days. Then it's not just exceptions, exemptions, 18 times. So going through everything, trying to figure it out, you need a dictionary, a thesaurus, and some help, frankly. So if the immigration bill is full of all this stuff, is it really going to address the one thing that we're really all concerned about? Securing the border, right? Securing the border. Isn't that the first thing we have to do? And what about big-time punishments for people who don't obey the immigration laws that we have? We haven't been enforcing them. That, for goodness sake, that's been the biggest part of this dilemma. Laws that are on the books that should be enforced that might make a difference in the end, but they haven't been. And so this is how we got into this position in the first place. In the first place. All right, this is just sad, wrong, and a whole bunch of other things. It's a story that I came across when I was looking at some New York newspapers. A Long Island woman faked cancer and then was looking for donations from a supermarket, from shoppers and other people to support, guess what, her heroin addiction. And prosecutors call the plot a despicable scam. Brittany Azorski, just 21 years old, was charged with 24 counts, including grand larceny in the third degree. She scammed her own family, her father, her grandmother, who sold her house and gave her $100,000. $100,000. Some small business owners donated $600 in gift certificates. She established a PayPal account and a website with a banner that said, "Help save my life." Oh, and all these people saw that, felt awful for her, and decided that they were going to help. And then look what it's gotten them, a poke in the eye, because in the end, she was using the money, faking it, and using the money to buy herself heroin. Oh. My, oh, my. All right, the latest on what's happening in Boston in that MIT shooting in just a second here on America Tonight.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
More than a rough week. An MIT cop shot, killed Thursday night. Cops on a chase into Watertown. A gunfight. Explosives were detonated. Someone tried to take a car, try to carjack a car. The one person that they had down on the ground, they made him strip, probably for fear that he was going to blow himself up. Who knows? I mean, there's massive police presence in Watertown, which is right there, not too far from the area of what happened on Monday, the finish line for the Boston Marathon. So one person is behind bars, an officer down and killed, unfortunately. And is the MIT shooting and what's happened here have anything to do with the marathon? They got dozens of FBI, cops, National Guard, all there right now. And they're really, at one point, you could see this because I was watching this as it was unfolding. They told somebody to get on the ground, put their hands up. There was some kind of a weird explosive, like, thud. And someone shouted, "Fire in the hole," and some other wild things were happening. So it's like Boston is under siege. It's very, very strange. They're just telling people to stay away from the MIT campus, especially the Building 32, as it's called. And, you know, this happening just a couple of days after the marathon has to have people there very, very edgy. All right, speaking of edgy, the other thing that had people going off in a couple of different directions is what's happening in the country with this whole gunfight. It's nothing new. It's one of the five live wires, as I like to call them. But because of the face of the families of Newtown, Connecticut, it's more emotional. And the former Congresswoman, Gabby Giffords, and a slew of other people who have been part of the discussion when Obama was out really touting this and trying to get the background checks, extensive background checks, pushed through. It didn't work in the Senate. They fell short of the votes needed because a handful of Democrats did not vote yes for it. So the president was just off the chain, upset when he learned that the bill failed. And anybody in his cabinet or close to Obama has been asked to comment about the guns. And it's not a surprise that the attorney general had his own take on it. Here's what he had to say.
What we can do is to keep trying to pass that common sense legislation.
Common sense legislation. What's common sense about the legislation is to enforce the legislation that you have on the books. I'm just saying, why do we make laws, have them there, then never enforce them? Like the problem with immigration, for example, 25 years, there have been solid laws. You can look them up. It's easy. And find them on the books, never enforced. Then we have this horrible problem that spirals out of control. We can't even count the amount of people that are in the country illegally. 11 million to me is just a random number, a guesstimate at best. And we had laws that could have been enforced, and maybe it would have made a difference. So now you have a lot of people speaking out in this gun scenario on the opposite side. You always hear the people who are talking about take the guns. They don't say take the guns away, but they say stricter gun legislation in a lot of different aspects. When we're talking about the amount of ammunition, when we're talking about background checks, and initially assault weapons ban, that was also flying around out there, and then that got pushed to the side. But Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Jonathan Papelbon decided he wasn't going to pull any punches when he was somehow asked about this question. It came out. He came to prominence, or of some note anyway, for baseball fans during his run with the Boston Red Sox. He was the team's closer during their 2007 World Series win and run. So now he's with the Phillies, and he said, you know, he was interviewed, and he said, today's day and age has gotten so crazy. Shoot, man, Obama wants to take our guns from us and everything. You got all this stuff going on. It's just a little bit insane for me. I'm not sure how to take it. He got on to the topic because he did play with Boston when he was asked about the Boston Marathon. He used to live very close to the site of the blast, and he said it was surreal that families are ruined, lives are ruined for what? And then he talked about how he's been fearful as an athlete of crowds, that walking through the crowds on opening day and in Boston, coming down through the bleachers on opening day, he said he didn't feel comfortable doing that. How sad is that? You know, this is the other thing that's going to happen because of security at sporting events. There is the thing about, wow, kids knowing the athletes, feeling like they can get their autographs, the signings, the things that teams do. But because of stuff like the Boston Marathon, there may be more of a hesitancy in the future for that to happen. I've always thought that you may see this, guys, at some point if you're a hoop fan. You know how close the floor is, the floor seats to the players, and where they fall right on top of you some of the times. It may come down to eventually in a lot of these sports, they push them back. They push the bleachers back. You're off the floor because they don't want anyone to get too close, worried that something crazy might happen, that somebody might be there waiting for their moment to unleash some kind of fury on the players who are out there. Well, whatever sports, and we've seen it. We've seen people do kooky things. But I'm saying where every time you step on the floor, you are doing that 360 and looking around because everybody's on top of you, and now you're worried that there's sort of this heightened anxiety. You're worried that something could happen to you by a fan that's disgruntled, or they have some weird axe to grind with you because of some other rivalry you have with some other team, or who knows what the reason would be. But it is off the hook right now. And if it continues, and if something else happened at a sporting event, that wouldn't be shocking to me, but it'd be very depressing. And I think you can't cowtail to whoever the terrorism is or whatever the threat is, but things will change because who wants to take the liability on for that? Who wants to not have a way to separate the potential from the reality? So in other words, the potential that somebody could get in and do something nefarious. Yeah, I got to look around. We got to make sure versus they can't. It'll be interesting to see with some of our bigger sporting events what they do, because already they spend a fortune at Super Bowls and some of the main sporting events that we hold in this country. So how much more do they do, and how can you ever 100% say that something is secure? I'll tell you something that's secure in California, and that would be marijuana. I read an interesting story about the crop in Sonoma saying that it's up, up, up. There's a thing called Modern Farmer that somebody turned me on to. They would send me a link to it. And there's links all over the place, I think, to this article anyway. And they had a piece on marijuana's farmers markets popping up where marijuana is legal for medical or recreational purposes. So if in fact it is legal, then it is trendy. It's like an open air marijuana type vegetable markets. How about that? Now in California, vendors can do that. And if you have a valid doctor's recommendation for pot and a state ID, you can do it. But it's illegal for anyone else to jump in that kind of a farmer's market. In Colorado, they're all over the place, and that's what happens. People can easily go and pick up their marijuana. It's very wild to think about that. Where California, they can do it, but in New Jersey, forget about it. You're not going to any one of those farmer's markets. You might have a tough time actually even finding them.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.